Hag Pesach Sameach, which means joyous Passover festival. We welcome you to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my wonderful wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Shalom, saints of God, and thanks for tuning in to the finale of our Lord's Spring Appointments, the eighth and last day of these feasts. Let's bow our hearts in prayer.
Abba, Father, you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider in all areas of our life. And because of you, we can live forever if only we believe. We pray for these recent petitions and the prayers of those listening right now who might be suffering from a severe disease. We lift up our unsaved loved ones who have the worst disease of all, called unbelief. We pray added protection to those who have been sealed by your Holy Spirit as we watch the darkness increase in this sin-filled world. Bless the teaching tonight, and may it bring a smile to your countenance. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, next week we will expound more on the news, but we're going to keep it short tonight because we have a lot to teach on.
How about a quick mention on Israel's election?
Okay. Well, the mail-in ballots kind of took the lead away from Bibi, who ended up still shy of 61 seats even when combining it with his loyal parties.
So, just like last time.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. Now it's a negotiating waiting game, mostly in the hands of President Rivlin. And the Biden administration will once again reinstate millions of dollars back into the hands of the Palestinians, even though they still refuse to stop paying terrorists, which is why we stopped funding under President Trump.
Well, after an American was stabbed to death by a Palestinian.
Right. Until President Trump, it was like we were money laundering for terrorists.
And here we are again.
And it's a bribe to the Palestinians to restore relations for a possible peace deal with Israel. Maybe that's why Bibi doesn't get back in, like President Trump didn't, because Daniel 9 is gaining traction once again. But Bibi could welcome the Arab party into his coalition, which then would keep him in power. But unfortunately, they would bring certain stipulations with them, I'm sure.
More next week.
And the two bills we are praying against is still being held up in the Senate.
The Equality Act and H.R. 1.
And besides the horrible crisis at our border and the rolling out of Satan's shoes, another important piece of news is that the Chinese foreign minister arrived in Iran last Friday for the signing of a 25-year cooperation to include Chinese investments in Iran's energy and infrastructure sectors. China already buys 40% of Iran's oil production, both ignoring U.S. sanctions. And Russia is increasingly cozying up to China and Iran as well.
Not good.
Nope.
Do you have an end time question or comment? There are three ways to connect with us. You can email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office. And please be sure to leave a very detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And prayerfully consider tucking in a much-needed gift of love, which can also be made on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which will automatically add your name to our mailing list for news updates and teaching letters.
Okay, well, we have covered a lot over the last 3 weeks.
Which, thanks to Lou Buckles, is all archived on our webpage.
That's right, it is.
Okay, a quick synopsis before we discuss the eighth day of the feast.
Okay, well, we covered Palm Sunday. We gave the correct Jewish roots explanation of the preparation day from John 19:31. We also established a definite Thursday crucifixion,
with his side being pierced at 3 p.m.
which just happens to be the exact same time as the killing of the sacrificial lamb. Then they took Jesus off the cross just before the high holy day of unleavened bread, which began at sundown. We also compared the first Passover in Egypt and the remarkable exactness of all that as well. Again, Passover is the first day, always on Nisan 14 at sundown. Then, on the 15th at sundown, begins the added 7 days of unleavened bread.
No yeast products called leaven could be eaten,
or even exist anywhere in one's dwelling, because leaven, which puffs up, is always a picture of sin.
Particularly pride.
Mm-hmm. Jesus rose very early Sunday morning on Nisan 17 that year. Also, the Feast of First Fruits, which is always the Sunday during the week of unleavened bread.
We talked about the washing of the apostles' feet.
Yes, a very important typology for New Testament believers. The washing of water of God's word for total sanctification.
Confirmed in Ephesians 5:25.
Which is imperative if you are going into the ministry at any level. As Yeshua said in John 13:8, that he could not use them for service unless he washed them. He is the word, therefore, it is the word that keeps us clean for service unto him.
Confirmed also in Psalms 119, verse 9.
It is, and so please embrace that important fact.
That's what the church of Laodicea is all about.
Right. They were not fully washed, therefore, not totally sanctified, spirit, soul, and the flesh.
1 Thessalonians 5:23.
But rather lukewarm, where bacteria thrives. So he spits them out of his mouth because their service is unfruitful. Please, honey, read Revelation 3:16.
So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
This is pertaining to service, not salvation. You can be lukewarm and still be saved, but useless to the body of Christ.
You know, many have misunderstood that verse.
True. We also brought out the fact that the Jewish people simply call the whole 8 days the season of Passover, to include the 7 days of unleavened bread, with the first fruits, which America regrettably calls Easter, should always be the Sunday during the 7 days of unleavened bread.
Leviticus 23:11.
Mm-hmm. This year, Resurrection Day falls on the last day of unleavened bread because last Sunday was the first day of Passover. Also, the Feast of First Fruits is pretty much ignored today by the Jewish people.
We assume because Christians celebrate it as the resurrection of Jesus.
You know, the reasons we really don't like calling it Easter is, of course, it is pagan, and it's named after the goddess Ishtar. And adding rabbits, which are unclean animals that really don't even lay eggs.
Leviticus 11.
But here's the bigger reason. We diminish Yeshua's Jewishness by ignoring the feast's fulfillment, therefore contribute to the ignorance of our Christian Hebraic roots.
Which pleases Satan.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
We also covered how Jesus, according to Leviticus 23:11, had to ascend to the Father to present himself as the wave offering of the first fruits of barley harvest before Mary Magdalene could touch him.
As was the priestly custom, mm-hmm. Yeshua then breathed the Holy Spirit on them.
Yes, he did, which opened up their understanding of Scripture. They were now ready to preach with power. You know, we also gave other scriptural examples for being called the first fruits, as in the 144,000 of Revelation 14. Also on the Feast of First Fruits, again, always on a Sunday, is a scriptural day, when they would begin counting the 50 days to Pentecost.
Therefore, always on a Sunday.
Yes, Leviticus 23:15.
Remember, this whole series is up on shofarministries.net.
It is. And by the way, you know, it's really kind of neat because you can pause and rewind and take it slow, because we often talk quickly to get a lot in a short half hour, which is why we are thrilled to even have the ability to archive all these many teachings for you to study at your leisure right from home.
or your local library if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into the eighth and final day of the Passover season, Nisan 22nd, on God's calendar.
Which this year is this Sunday.
It is, and a high holy Sabbath day. And they would read scriptures.
As from Isaiah 11.
And reading the prophecies that foretell of their Aliyah and the Messiah coming as king to set up his kingdom. It's a day to worshipfully long for their Messiah. And we also must mention that a very important person in Yeshua's life was born on the first day of Passover and therefore circumcised on the last or eighth day of this season. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit while in his mother's womb, Luke 1:41.
Of course, John the Baptist.
Yes, he was born on Passover, Nisan 14, also called the Preparation Day, which is, again, very fitting.
For he would prepare the way of the Lord 30 years later.
Mm-hmm. He was the forerunner who came in the spirit of Elijah, who, during the tribulation, we know, will precede Christ's return to earth. So, John the Baptist was circumcised on Nisan 22nd, the eighth day of the spring feasts and a high holy day. You know, Jesus, too, was circumcised on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Also a high holy day.
Yes, you know, the circumcisions are a type of the blood covenant God and then Jesus made with his people. And by the way, knowing this and counting back 280 days, we can then conclude that John the Baptist was conceived at Pentecost.
And why not? For he was filled with the Holy Spirit while still in Elizabeth's womb.
Yes, Luke 1:15. Okay, let's tell the listeners how to see it for themselves. You know, all is needed is for you to connect the dots. And Hebraic roots are the connectors.
Just combine it with scripture.
So please listen attentively, for you can learn a wealth of information by just understanding this one verse in the Gospel of Luke that for years I just read it and moved on. And it's Luke 1:5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah. His wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
You know, we have explained this before, but bears repeating, because knowing this little bit of Hebrew roots can tell us when Jesus was born as well. The key words here are of the course, meaning divisions of Abijah, which is the family name.
Nothing is in Scripture without a purpose.
Amen. We learn here that John the Baptist's father was of the Levitical priesthood of the family known as Abijah. Therefore, so was John the Baptist. There were 24 families or courses of Levitical priests. Each course served 1 week twice a year in temple servitude, and they all served during the week of Passover, the one day of Pentecost, and the week of Tabernacles. According to 1 Chronicles 24:10, Abijah was the eighth course that began the first week of the biblical calendar, Nisan.
So, by this knowledge, we know when Zacharias served in the temple.
And when he received the revelation that Elizabeth would finally conceive and to name him John. So, Zacharias would have served the eighth week, but must add the week at Passover when they would all serve, which makes it the ninth week of the biblical year, which brings you to guess what?
Pentecost or Shavuot.
Mm-hmm. Get any Hebrew calendar and count 9 weeks beginning in Nisan, and you come to the time of Pentecost when all would serve, but only one could burn the incense.
So the priest would cast lots.
Right, to see who would actually have the privilege to burn the incense in the holy place and conduct the prayers to Yahweh.
And surprise, it was Zacharias.
Yes. He wanted a son so very much and now would have a chance to directly, along with the incense, pray to Yahweh. And you know the story. His prayers were heard and the angel of the Lord spoke to him that Elizabeth would conceive that same night because scripture uses, if you look at the Greek, the words meta tata in Luke 1 verse 24, which really means immediately. Therefore, 280 days later brings us to Passover when he would have been born.
It all fits like a glove.
Just as we would expect God to do.
For he is certainly able.
And what a planner he is.
And he has a plan for each and every one of us.
Oh, amen. You know, it is interesting that the tradition at Passover meal is to set a special place setting for Elijah and to open the door to welcome him in.
Well, Jesus did say in Matthew 11 that John came in the spirit of Elijah.
And in Luke 1:17, Zacharias was told that his son would be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, conception at Pentecost is again exactly what God would do. He is so exact that it makes my head spin at his awesomeness. Now, for you even deeper thinkers, let me also add this very important nugget. The week of their service in the temple began every Sabbath, and they would repeat the same order of priests for the second half of the year.
Beginning in the seventh month of Tishrei.
Right. Now, the season we know Luke is referring to is the first half of the biblical year of 24 weeks from Nisan, and that Luke would have declared it if it wasn't by saying,
in the order of his second division.
Right, meaning from Tishrei. Instead, Luke said, in the order of his division, which always means the first month on the biblical calendar, not the seventh.
Yeah, I remember you questioning that for a long time.
You know, I had asked the Holy Spirit about it. Then one day, a mentor of mine, Zola Levitt, pointed that out on one of his broadcasts that I just happened to be watching that day. And the other reason we know it was from Nisan is Jesus could not begin his ministry till the age of 30. So his birthday had to be at Tabernacles since he died at Passover and his ministry was 3.5 years. So Luke had to be referring to the first set of weeks on the biblical calendar.
Also, we know from Luke that John the Baptist is 6 months older than Jesus.
We do. And we'll cover this again when we get closer to Tabernacles in the fall.
The real time of Jesus' birth.
Right. All that because we know what week Zacharias served in the temple.
So, we know that John the Baptist was conceived at Pentecost and born on Passover.
And because of that information, we can know Jesus' birth was 6 months later, bringing it to Tabernacles with his incarnation, therefore, 280 days before that.
Yep, during Hanukkah.
Actually, on the eighth day. Now, with all that background, since we have a few minutes, let's close our program with scripture and put it all together for you. Beginning in Luke verse 6 of chapter 1, because we already read verse 5. Verse 6, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, and you know, let me stop here. By the way, most of your Bibles, they should footnote 1 Chronicles 24 on how to see what week of the year this is. Check that out. Continuing in verse 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Again, they would cast lots to see who would have the privilege of burning the incense in the holy place. And by the way, it's unusual to get picked, and some never did, but God wanted him to do it. For the angel Gabriel, which we know it was from verse 19, he's going to come to him with an important message. Verse 10, And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. Again, this is very fitting that he would be conceived during Pentecost. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Okay, the story goes on that Zacharias questioned the angel. Unfortunately, then he was struck dumb, but only temporarily. But let's look at verse 23 and 24. It says, So it was, as soon as the days of his service, talking about Zacharias, were completed, that he departed to his own house. Now, after those days, and again the word is metatata, number 3326 in your Strong's, and it really means immediately following. So let me say that again. Now, after those days, or immediately following, his wife Elizabeth conceived. Again, had to be Pentecost, and probably in the evening, when his temple duties were finished. He probably ran home pretty fast, just saying. So Zacharias remained mute, however, until John's circumcision, which would have been on the eighth day of the Passover season, and more precisely, the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which just happens to be this Sunday, this year. And it also falls on the Feast of First Fruits this year, which is, of course, Jesus' resurrection that we celebrate on Sunday. Now, let me ask you this. Would you have ever thought you could know the exact day that Zacharias would be able to speak again? Well, Nisan 22, when John the Baptist was circumcised, and that was also a high holy day. How many times have you read Luke 1 and just skipped over the course of Abijah? And again, circumcision on the eighth day is still a very important typology. You know, way back in Genesis 17, God told Abraham that every male among you shall be circumcised, and it would be the sign of the covenant between me and you for the generations to come. Every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including all males who live in your household. And any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He will, because he has broken my covenant. So, Romans 4 explains how today, because of Yeshua, we are under the new covenant of faith through grace, where now our hearts are circumcised. If your heart is not circumcised, you shall be cut off, just plain and simple. So let me ask you, is your heart circumcised? And how well do you know your Savior, who has paid your debt for sin? Again, you don't want to pay it yourself. And he's knocking on the door of your heart saying, Why won't you accept my free gift to you? And it's given in agape love of the highest kind. All right, we must close out with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that shalom, that real peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. Have a joyous Resurrection Day and share his great gospel.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.